This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during the current financial year. Extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the first day of Navratri, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this step of the government will not only bring them new joy on the sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections. He said that with this expansion, number of Ujjwala family members will rise to 10.58 crore. Mr. Puri said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had ensured that clean cooking fuel should be easily available to all women. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Morocco's Defence Minister Abdellatif Loudi signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU on defence cooperation in Rabat yesterday. The MOU provides for a robust institutional framework to the growing partnership and paves the way for collaboration in defence industry, joint exercises, military training and capacity building. Both leaders decided to intensify defence industry collaboration and agreed on a comprehensive roadmap covering counter-terrorism, maritime security, cyber defence, peacekeeping operations, military medicine and expert exchanges. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Our correspondent has the details.
The 71st National Film Award for the year 2023 will be conferred in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award will be presented to Kathel, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, the awards will be presented to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Messi for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award will be given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudipto Sen's The Kerala Story will be conferred the Best Direction Award, and the Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani will be given the award for Best Popular Film. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session in New York, U.S. This marks the third in-person meeting between the two leaders this year. Their last interaction took place on 1st of July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. Uttar Pradesh government has prohibited caste-based political rallies, public displays and caste-related markings in police records, citing threats to public order and national unity. The directive, issued by officiating Chief Secretary Deepak Kumar to all district magistrates, secretaries and police heads, follows a September 16 Allahabad High Court order. The order says that the government aims to eliminate caste-based discrimination and mandates that vehicles bearing caste names, slogans or stickers will be challaned under the Central Motor Vehicles Act 1988. Domestic benchmark indices started on a flat note this morning. Amid mixed global cues, the Sensex fell 12.6 points to start the session at 82,147, while the Nifty gained 6.65 points to open at 25,209. Meanwhile, Asian market shares are trading mixed on today, even as Wall Street drove US stocks to more records. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha today. Places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and the northeastern states are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. The reigning FIDE Women's World Cup champion Grandmaster Divya Deshmukh has been awarded a wildcard entry for the upcoming FIDE World Cup 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.